It's 10th of March. The war in Ukraine lasts for 15 days. 14 out of these 15 days, I'm the soldier in the Territorial Defense Unit. I need to say a few words about this unit. Platoons of the Territorial Defense manned by volunteers only. Men and women of various origins, wealth and occupations. There are famous playwright, young IT genius, millionaire businessman and DJ girl in our platoon, among others. And we sleep in the same conditions, we eat the same food, we make the same work. First day of war were the times of desperate preparations for all of us. We were searching for the best places for the shooting positions, making fortifications out of sand, ground and garbage, freezing ourselves at the checkpoints, looking for the saboteurs and staring in the darkness at night, guessing how far is the enemy. Our commanders also were civilians only a couple of weeks ago. Truck drivers, engineers, nurses, but all of them have a military experience. Russian invasion in Donbass in 2014 was a huge boost for the Ukrainian army. Thousands of men and women joined the army at that time and gained the real battle experience. After that war came to a strange stage of almost no activity except the artillery and sniper ones, these people left the trenches and went to their homes. But now they are back. For us, they are more like our older brothers and sisters than the bosses, even if they are younger than us. Commander of my platoon, for example, is only 5 or 6 years older than my daughter, but he is already a hardened vet. Speaking frankly, we don't even have ranks in our territorial defense units. We greet our comrades and commanders not with a military salute, but with a simple handshakes or even with hugs. We can wear our civilian clothes and boots if we want to. Uniform is not necessary for us. It is allowed to us to have beards, earrings, long hairs, and other non-military stuff. Of course, it will end sooner or later. We will be dressed in the same uniform, taught to understand the ranks and correctly respond to the commands of the officers. But now we have some kind of preparatory period, the time to get used to the army and to a new life. But we are the real army already. We have rifles, helmets, dozens of ammo in our pockets. Our main mission for today is to cover the flanks and rear of the professional servicemen, the guys who are methodically and cold-bloodedly crushing the enemy with all the firepower they have. Tanks, machine guns, javelins, stingers, RPGs, and lot of other deadly things. They are the real heroes, gods of war, who are fighting the most disgusting and dishonorable rebel. Russians bombing the civilian districts, targeting schools and hospitals, arranging sieges and leaving people without food, water and medicines. We are facing the real genocide. The unwritten but well understood by us Russian national ideology denies existence to Ukraine and Ukrainians. In a filthy mind of Putin, Ukrainians are misguided Russians who dared to imagine themselves as a separate people. And he gave us a choice: to accept his idiotic Nazi views and surrender, or to fight for our freedom and for our future. And as you can see, we made our choice.